Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I am in beautiful San Diego on a special trip, and I've got a special guest with me. So introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Michael Miller. I'm the general manager of Marina Kitchen here at the Marriott Marquis in San Diego.
All right. So can you explain to the listeners out there, what we just experienced?
So what you just sat through was what we like to take our guests through every opportunity we can, which is a wine hangout. So what we've done is we've asked the chef to collaborate with a winemaker partner. Over the course of the month, we feature the winemaker's wine at our brand new tasting bar. And then at the end of the month, we invite that winemaker back to sit down for what we call the hangout, which is somewhat of a social experiment. It's not a sit-down wine dinner. It's not a stand-up cocktail party. It's somewhere in between where you get to listen and speak and engage with the winemaker one-on-one in a very informal setting, but with amazing food paired by the chef Aaron Schwartz.
And with the chef, here we have Aaron Schwartz himself. Tell us about the creative collaboration that takes place between you, the general manager, as well as the food and beverage director, as well as the tastemaker, winemaker, et cetera.
Okay. So it first starts off with just the idea of how do you do something that's not the typical wine dinner? And that's where me, Michael, and Mark Johnson, the director of food and beverage, we sat down and Michael threw out these ideas, what is untraditional? And so to me, how do you make food that's really fun to go with wine that's a little bit traditional but a little bit untraditional? Mm-hmm. And so that's where the concept was started for me, was how do I make the food that, it's food that everyone wants to eat, but doesn't want to sit down.
Right.
And tonight what you saw is you saw things, a crostini with burrata and blistered tomatoes, which it'd be great sitting at a table, but it's great to be able to walk around and talk to people. Mm-hmm. Or we did the grilled salmon kushi. So king salmon's in season. What better way to eat is just grilled on a skewer with a little soy sauce. Mm-hmm. And then the winemaker, the part that he plays is what wine does he want to show? And then we go through looking at notes and possibly tasting it, and how does that food match up? And then some untraditional pairings. So tonight you had halibut with a black bean sauce with a pinot. So a little bit untraditional, but something to let people see red wine works really well with fish. One of the first dinners we did a Reuben, because the winemaker's from New York, but he makes his wine in Oregon. And I'm like, the guy loves Reuben. Mm-hmm. So let's put a Reuben on the menu. And people just went crazy, because you don't think of eating a Reuben with wine. But it worked really well. Yeah. So I think that was part of the other thing, is how did we, take a new group of people, introduce them to some amazing winemakers in a really cool setting, and then the food part was, let's just have food that people really want to eat.
So it's a perfect blending, and especially for this particular resort, because you're in a metropolitan, cosmopolitan area, but you're right next to the marina, where there's the casualness with it.
Correct.
As well. So it's a marrying of the two that works so seamlessly.
Right, because today, when people think of wine dinners, they think of a three-hour sit-down, jacket, tie, and there's a place for it. But I also think, especially, I'm, born here in San Diego. I'm a second generation. I walk around with no shoes, T-shirts, and board shorts. So I like to drink wine like that. So we wanted to bring that experience here. And Michael having the wine bar and creating that experience then just translated to me being able to show off some food in that setting. And like you said, you're overlooking water. There doesn't get a much better view than that.
So, as far as the food, the offerings, as well as the pairings, what's been a crowd pleaser so far? And then what is the reaction that you've received tonight among the wine pairings, among the media folks here?
So I think what we're doing right now, I think just the little bites that we do, that's what people seem to really like. So in the bar, we do a truffle grilled cheese. So it's just simple grilled cheese with a little tomato jam. I also think tonight, the halibut dish, because we're so close to Mexico, and it's, you literally can see it on a clear day. You can see the lights of Tijuana. Bringing that dish here.
Right. And it was actually perfect, because I thought, that's kind of strange to have a black bean
right
paired with you know, with halibut.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you explained, you know, with the medicinal, the ingredients
right.
Of Mexico, I mean, it just works beautifully.
Yeah, it works there. And it's also bringing out the staff that works for me. It's a chance for them to show this is what we cook at home. And I think that's another part. That's what's really exciting about what we do here is it's a family, you know, from the front to the back. Mm-hmm. I think tonight, you know, the other dish I would say would be the lobster roll and the dessert, because, you know, you think of lemon tart, you think of this big thing on a plate, but instead it's, you know, really great strawberries and a couple bites of lemon and a piece of meringue, and that's really all you need to finish a dinner.
That's perfect. And then, you know, just lastly, talk to us about the sources of these, you know, beautiful ingredients. You can't perfect delicious, beautiful ingredients, and you work so closely with the sources. So talk to me a little bit about that.
So we've been lucky. So the day one, we said we would go out and find the best sources of possible. And so we work with about 10 farmers here in San Diego. And we buy what they have in season. They'll call me or I'll go to the farm. And that's how we really write our menus. Mm-hmm. So if peaches aren't in season, we're not putting a peach on the menu. Strawberries are like perfect right now, so we're putting those on a menu. Plums just came in. We have a cherry crisp that's on our menu right now, but cherries are just at the tail end, so probably move into peaches or apricots or something like that to be our crisp. And it's just been a great thing of supporting the local community here in San Diego, the farmers here. In Southern California, I mean, you can't ask for a better place to buy produce. And the farmers just, you know, they, when you're able to buy from the source, you truly get the best.
Right. That's amazing. And, you know, you can't forget as far as like the general conception and, you know, the setting here. So talk to me about the general ambiance that you're setting forth and, you know, and what kind of reception have you received from not only San Diegans, but then also out-of-staters and, you know, visitors from throughout the world.
Yeah. Well, you know what, we try really hard, both Aaron with the menu and myself in managing the restaurant concept. You know, we're a casual restaurant. There's a bit of a dichotomy because we also have 22 sommeliers on staff currently. We have winemaker dinners and hangouts every single month, but our food is super approachable. Our price point is super approachable. The look is very California coastal in here. The staff very happily wears jeans and t-shirt to work. And I don't know that there's another Marriott on the planet that does that. But for us, the concept had to be attainable and understandable for local San Diegans, so they didn't feel like I'm going to a hotel restaurant. And it had to be attainable for the world travelers that come in to take advantage of our convention center. And we've really, we've made it the best of both worlds. And while we have 22 somms on staff and we have this amazing award-winning wine list and amazing food, you'll never feel like this is a place where you can't walk around, like Chef said, in board shorts and a tank top and flip-flops, because that is exactly what we want you to do. So we've been blessed with our location, and the concept was easy to come up with once we looked around.
Right. I know that the space was you know, huge. So what did it take to actually put everything together? And then is it translated the way that you had envisioned?
Yeah. I mean, it's 22,500 square feet. It was a dilapidated event space. And our executives and ownership decided, let's build one three-meal period restaurant, which is what the Marriott calls the great room concept. And how it came to fruition is we had a whole bunch of really, really smart people that knew exactly who the guest was that was coming in, and we built the restaurant tailored around that. I think it penned out originally around $15 million. To date, there's well over $17 million invested, and it's better than we could have hoped for.
Well, it certainly is, and you know, so we can't even put it into words, the taste and the flavors, the flavor profiles were amazing as well. So thank you so much,
and that
seamlessly blended with the ambiance as well. So
thank you
so much. And where can people find out more information about Marina Kitchen?
You go to Marriott.com, or you can look for Marina Kitchen on Facebook. It'll give you a real glimpse into our personality. We're pretty whimsical around here. We don't take what we do super seriously, but it translates into some real perfection.
Right,
so,
well, thank you. So happy eatings to both of you, and wish you folks continued success, which I'm sure will happen. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.